Con questo intervento di David Ozon abbiamo completato il panorama di analisi, avevamo detto analisi tecniche ma anche proprio analisi di contenuti del portale Mikael, e è emerso con forza tutto il potenziale, più che potenziale proprio un potere reale di comunicazione e di rafforzamento della conoscenza che il portale offre ai cittadini europei ma non solo. Vorrei sottolineare due cose: il fatto che con i portali nazionali integrati in Mikael si riesce a emergere anche nell'universo di Google, ed è quello che si vuole. Ricordiamo come è nata l'idea della Biblioteca Digitale Europea, come è nata anche l'idea di organizzare la conoscenza del nostro patrimonio culturale e di popolare le strade di internet del patrimonio culturale europeo, proprio per rispondere a un tipo di comunicazione piuttosto anonimo, piuttosto indifferenziato rispetto alla qualità, che è quello appunto dei grandi motori di ricerca. In questo modo noi diamo informazioni di qualità che si collocano tra l'altro ai primi livelli della ricerca su internet. E l'altro aspetto veramente straordinario che bisogna sottolineare è quello del multilinguismo. Immaginiamo tutti quanti come possa essere potente questo strumento tradotto nelle lingue dei diversi paesi, e questa traduzione non si fa volta per volta, si fa traducendo alcuni testi chiave e poi operando con le liste già predisposte, in modo tale che sia effettivamente uno strumento gestibile da parte di tutti i cittadini europei e non solo da quelli che hanno una conoscenza delle lingue più evoluta e quindi partono comunque da un livello più alto di acculturazione. Do il benvenuto al Sottosegretario di Stato per le riforme e l'innovazione nella pubblica amministrazione, il senatore o senatrice Beatrice Magnolfi, che ci ha raggiunto e che prego quindi di prendere posto qui al tavolo. E questo è un progetto i cui contenuti tecnologici sono veramente forti, quindi anche nel nostro paese nessuno più della senatore o senatrice Magnolfi può portare la conoscenza e le prospettive di innovazione tecnologica nella pubblica amministrazione. Tanto grazie per essere stato presente. La senatrice Magnolfi concluderà i lavori di questa sessione. Intanto do il benvenuto anche a Maurizio Fallace, che è il direttore generale degli archivi della pubblica amministrazione italiana, archivi che hanno un rilievo altissimo nell'ambito di tutti i progetti di digitalizzazione e di tutti i sistemi di conoscenza e di tutti i portali. Proprio però con la prospettiva dell'ampliamento dei paesi, degli aderenti al progetto Mikael, adesso do la parola al Ministero del Patrimonio Culturale ungherese, a Ivan Ronai, che ci parlerà dei nuovi membri, degli 11 nuovi membri europei del progetto Mikael.
Just a little technical preparation. Let me introduce myself. I'm Ivan Runai. I work for the Ministry of Education and Culture in Hungary. MICOL Plus, new member countries. There are 11 new member countries who have joined MICOL Plus, but among them there are only four countries or four member states that are newly accessioned states. I'm going to speak about Hungary as a new member state joining the MICOL or MICOL Plus project. There might be similarities between the other new member states, and there might be differences as well. Next. Okay. When we joined, the time we joined the Minerva Plus project, that was our first project that was taking place in the framework of the European Union. In Hungary, we were preparing the information society strategy, which was a very good exercise because we were trying to think about our future, about our tasks, about the way we can influence what we are ahead. And then we found out that the main development objectives in the culture and scientific digitizations were the following. We found the priorities, the following priorities in the area of culture and scientific digitization. The first priority was the preservation of cultural heritage by digitization, which can be a little bit contradictory because first of all, we have to preserve the original cultural assets, and then to preserve the digital ones, that can be only secondary. But in case of certain objects like manuscripts or very old rare books, the digitization is a way of preservation, as it is. Because then we can limit the use of these valuable cultural assets. The second priority was improving the accessibility of digitized content. I think that's understandable, and I don't have to explain that by way of digitizing, we can improve the access to digital objects to everybody. And then by digitization, we can encourage the creation of new digital cultural works and products. It is a new phenomena that a lot of our cultural heritage, future heritage, is born digital. And then this priority enhances the birth of digital cultural heritage in the future. Then a last priority was enhancing the synergic effects of culture and creative industries upon the economy and on social cohesion. These two points, the enhance creative industries that helps the economic growth, and on the other hand, digitization helps social cohesion as well. In the information society strategy, culture is a separate section. We constitute two basic roles to the cultural strategy of information society. One is the obligation of preserving, and the second is distributing cultural values. This is another approach that has been already mentioned before. The fundamental objective in the information society strategy is that first we have to create an inventory of cultural assets, cultural objects, and then we have to harmonize and then complete the catalog of these cultural objects. This is a point of connection or linkage with the Mikhail project. Now we, in order to find out what is given in the Hungarian cultural assets, we made a survey in 2003, and we tried to find out what kind of cultural heritage we are talking about. We found out that in the movable heritage area, we had as many inventory units. We tried to define how many of these items should be digitized. And then we tried to estimate the required space, storage, needed to store these culture assets in a digitized format. So you can read now the numbers, which are really huge. And I think very interestingly, you can see that the number of documents, library documents, is over 3 million. Then the archival documents that are to be digitized are 40 million units, which means that I think the largest part of the cultural heritage to be digitized is stored in archives. Museum objects is not that big number, as you can see, but still a huge amount that it has to be digitized. And then we have the audiovisual cultural heritage, which in number is not that big, but it takes up a very large space, storage space. As you can see that it's, it can be measured in petabytes. So you can see the total, we have to digitize more than 100 million units, which will take up over 26 petabytes. Well, now we have an idea of the inventory. The work started in the area of digitization, and we starting out from the priorities set in the Information Society strategy, we decided to go a coordinated way. We created the National Digital Data Archives, which is not an organization as such. Many people were afraid in Hungary that we want to create a new organization that would control the work in cultural digitization, but instead we set up or laid down the principles of digitization. That is, all public institutions that are willing to participate in the National Digitization Archives, they can do it, but they have to accept the rules. The rules are that they must make the digitization in the way it is defined by the National Digital Archives, that is the rules of creating metadata. The digitized documents that are joined into the National Data Archives remain the property of the data holders, and they can do whatever they want to do with that. The data archives cannot have control over these digitized data. The only thing is that they can harvest the metadata that are serviced by the data holders, and then they make visibility and accessibility to these data. By the way, anybody can create a database on the basis of data harvesting and make a retrieval homepage. And that was the case that an institution made his own search and search that search homepage for the data made accessible by the National Digital Data Archives. Here is an example, an illustration of a new experimental homepage from the National Digital Data Archives. You can search in a simple way, or you can search more complex, you can make more complex searches. Now I searched for the word Firenze, which is in English Florence, and then I got 3 hits. That's a good thing that Firenze is the same in Hungarian as in Italian, so there was no question of spelling. The data are all in Hungarian for the moment being, of course, so it would have been much more difficult to make a search in English. But Firenze it was a good choice. We found 3 hits. I don't know if you can read it. Yes, Firenze, a businessman in Hungary in the years of 1373 and 1403. And then Florence statues from the old ages. And then a battle around Firenze. So these are the 3 hits. And then if we take, this is the statue of from the old ages in Firenze that was found. That you can see that by finding the item, you can, finding the description of the item, the metadata of the item, then you can click and you can get access to the original item, if it is allowed, if it is permitted by the data holder. So now you can see a little bit difference between the Mikhail philosophy and the National Data Archives philosophy. We start out from the objects, and Mikhail is an inventory of collections. I will talk about it later, what we plan to do with the Mikhail Plus. Now that we joined Mikhail Plus, we have new opportunities. One is that we can have a common access point, and we have a common data model, which can be exploited in our system. We will have a multilingual environment. I think this is very important because Hungarian language is not very widespread. I think not more than 15 million people speak Hungarian all over the world. So to convey our cultural heritage to the world, these things have to be translated into other languages. And then we can benefit from coordination and networking. And then we hope that this will accelerate the progress of digitization in the cultural area. Now let's see how we happened to be a partner in Mikhail Plus. First time we heard about Mikhail, about the idea of getting or launching a Mikhail Plus project was Minerva meeting or Minerva Plus meeting in Budapest. Then we agreed tentatively that we are interested in participating in a project. The project, the basics of the project was that if Hungary spends a certain amount on digitization from public resources, then as a value-added asset, some resources can be granted from European funds, and the added value was to have a database that can be accessed Europe-wide. We liked the idea because of the fact that I already mentioned that Hungarian cultural heritage can be brought to Europe in a way that we joined this Michael Plus project. Then we wrote a letter of intent, which I think is not a very easy task for new member states, because we have to persuade our administration, our minister of culture, and then prove the advantages of participating. But as a result, we got their agreement, and so we made a letter of intent. We wrote a letter of intent, and then last year we signed the contract. Or maybe it was this year. I'm sorry. It's been a long time. Now, what tasks are we still ahead of us? We have to install the Michael Plus platform, test it, and then we have to create the Hungarian version. We have to link to the European platform and then make some other portal developments. And then I think a very important part of the tasks is the data input. We try to address the data holders that will be participating in the project. We've heard the definition of collections in the Michael Plus project, and that is a little bit problematic for us, how to reach our partners. Especially problematic is the question what a collection is supposed to be in the case of archives. Now we are working on it, and because if we go much into details, then we have to process very deeply, which is a long-lasting procedure, and not cannot be covered in the period of 1 or 2 years. So we try to be very flexible with the definition of collections, and then have our partners fill out the questionnaires, fill out the database fields, and then the Hungarian instance will be created, Michael Plus instance will be created. Then we are thinking of linking the two databases, that is the Michael Plus Hungarian instance with the digital data archive that I mentioned before. And then according to our plans, we can have searching the Michael Plus, we can get access to a collection, and from the collection directly we can get access to the cultural objects that are digitized. We still have to think about the legal issues, because there might be some copyright issues that has to be have to be handled, straightened out. Then the sustainability is also a question, and the marketing. Now, what expected results there are there? We think that by using launching the Mikhail Plus Hungarian instance, we can promote the use and the reuse of cultural heritage in the field of culture. That's, I think, a little bit contradictory. It sounds a little bit contradictory, but this can be reused in culture as well. Educational purposes, we can, if we have cultural assets digitized, then we can use them in education very well and research. And of course, it was already mentioned here that tourism is also a very important part. Marketing and the visibility of our cultural heritage will be enhanced by the Mikhail Plus project. And then new markets will be opened up in the content industry by creating a large, wide scale of digitized cultural assets. And then I think we have to be very careful about repetitions. We have to avoid parallel work and parallel developments. I think in the coming years, when the structural funds will be available for our cultural partners or cultural operators in Hungary, especially for digitization purposes, this project is very important because this will be the approach that we'll use for registering and inventorizing digitization projects in the area of culture. And then we can, this will help us avoid repetitions and parallel work. Thank you for your attention.